Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is your gut telling you? Which direction do you need to go in? Like, what is going to make you feel better? What is going to motivate you to get you out of the situation? Those are all, like, really important things to pay attention to.
That was interior designer Libby Castro. She and her husband, who also happens to be her business partner, have put together a presentation they're doing across the U.S. about what to do when you're lost, whether that's professionally or in your personal life. And how do you find your way? I can't wait for you to hear this. Keep listening to learn more.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Have you ever felt lost in your life? Have you experienced a loss, whether it was personal or perhaps professional? I'm pretty sure we all can relate to being at that fork in the road and not knowing which way to go, and it feels overwhelming at times. Well, we're going to talk about that today in this podcast with my good friend, Libby Castro, who's back on 50 Shades of K. Libby, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So we're talking about how she and her husband slash business partner, Patrick, they had a moment where they felt lost, but they found their way, and hopefully it will inspire you to find your way. And it starts with the word stop. This will all make sense. Libby will explain this more in the podcast. But in case you haven't heard Libby on the podcast in the past, she's an interior designer. She works alongside her husband, Patrick, at LPWS Design Studio. And she's also involved with Workshop Architects. And you and your husband did a keynote session, a presentation down in Louisiana, and you've now brought it back here to your home in Wisconsin. Yes. It's called Lost, A Wayfinding Tale. Libby, what is this all about?
Yeah, well, as you said, you know, we had a crazy last couple of years professionally and personally. Sometimes these things, you know, trickle into all parts of your life. But we just as curious people kind of dove into what that truly feels. So we actually looked up what the U.S. Forest Service calls getting lost, what happens to you, and then not only biologically, but, you know, what happens to you mentally, and then how you take these steps to become unlost. So we're talking about, we compared this, you know, from a forest and then
to being lost in the woods, or then like lost in your life.
Yeah. And how similar that advice could really resonate with finding yourself out of a situation, too.
I was really impressed when she emailed me the information about this presentation that they had just had in May, and I wasn't able to attend, and I was really bummed about it because I thought, okay, this is interesting. You know, we've all felt lost at some point.
Yeah.
When you talk about the acronym STOP, explain what the S, the T, the O, and P, like what that, what is that?
Right. Okay. So the U.S. Forest Service says STOP stands for literally stop, stay calm. Panic is your worst enemy. And then the T is think about how you got to where you are. So what path did you take to get to where you are? Think of anything you can remember, any landmarks, anything. And then O is observe. Observe where you are. See if there's any way you can find some sort of clue as to where you might be, whether it's the sun or, you know, the river. And if you know where the river is, if there's any way you can orient yourself. And then P is plan. So the U.S. Forest Service says plan something. And if you're not sure where you're going, if you did plan by telling somebody where you're going and somebody might come looking for you, stay where you are. But if you're pretty sure you know, or nobody's coming for you, develop a plan and then execute it. So we were like, wow, you know, this really can, you can take this advice and you can apply it to, you know, a professional situation.
Which is kind of like, you know, what you guys were going to with your company.
Yeah. So ours is similar to that, but we kind of developed it a little differently. And our S is stop, stay calm, seek what it is that helps you relax, like take some rest, detach a little bit. And then the T is think about how you got to where, you know, like what are some like attributes that are that got you to the situation that you're in that is losing, you know, so think about what makes you feel strong and powerful and all of those things. And then the O is observe for yourself, you know, where you are and where you want to be, like what motivates you. And this might be really different than what you've experienced in the past, like things that motivated you in the past. That might be different because
and
of
that's
that
okay.
Feeling. Yeah, it's okay. So
that's okay if your why has changed.
Yeah. So what motivates you? And then the P is plan, and then execute that plan. And we'd like to say, you know, the only difference between our plan and the U.S. Forest Service's plan is we think you should just keep going no matter what. Like, even if you don't have like a great plan, you should just go with a plan that you decide. You can always change your mind and you can reassess and reevaluate at another time. But instead of sticking and maybe staying where you are if you're not sure, I guess I don't feel that way. And I have an example that is somewhat related to the U.S. Forest Service. A friend of mine told me about these soldiers who were behind enemy lines in the Alps, and they were not sure where they were, but they were pretty sure they were behind enemy lines. And so they were like, God, you know, I really wish we had a map. Nobody had a map, you know. And then one of the soldiers found a map and he's like, wait, I have a map. And they oriented themselves. They figured out where they were. They got out of, you know, they got into friendly territory.
Wait, was this in World War II?
Yeah.
Did their plane crash?
I think so. These soldiers found a map. They did end up finding a map and they're like, oh yeah, okay, here's where we are. And they got out. And then when they got to their base camp, the captain said, can I see that map again? And it happened to be a map of the Himalayas, not a map of the Alps, but they still got out because they just decided on a plan and they got out.
And they were committed to that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't the right plan. It wasn't the right map.
Yep.
But it still got them out.
Any plan will work.
And well, because I feel like that's so psychological.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel like you are working towards something,
yeah.
you can accomplish anything. Wow.
Yeah.
How did you translate this to your situation? Because, you know, you had some really big projects that LPWS Design Studio were working on.
Mm-hmm.
And one completely, you know, wrapped up. It was out of your control due to finances and mismanagement. The other one, it was a personal situation that had, you know, not worked out.
Yeah.
And so these two big projects just go away and you felt lost. I mean, this is your income.
Yeah.
This is your image.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you implement this?
So we showed some examples of, you know, what we did in both of those situations and, you know, what that loss was. Like in the one project, you know, we were really creating some of our best work to date. And to lose that and to lose that opportunity to, you know, those designs are on our computers and, you know, in our heads, but they're gone. The effort that we put into that is not going to be realized. So that, of course, you know, is a horrible situation. And then the other one, some of those ideas are realized, but the friendship is lost, the relationship is lost and irreparable, you know, at this point. So that's disappointing because, you know, they were not only clients, they were friends, our families were connected. And because of some intimate information that they got about our marriage that they didn't appreciate, they were trying to drive a wedge between the two of us.
Yeah, and if you're business partners, that makes
it difficult
to be. We're business
partners, we're parents.
Yeah, it makes it difficult to be successful on a project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
And so when you had to reevaluate how to find your way, how did you guys do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, we went through all the steps you go through when you get lost. So there's the inciting event, you know, where something happens. and your mind is trying to catch up to what actually happened. And so then you go into what's called the gray period. And the gray period is probably the roughest period, because that's when you're not really sure what happened, how it happened. You start to feel insecure about the things that you felt secure about in the past. Things just
isn't that the truth?
Aren't exactly what they seem. And
you
kind
of look around and you're sort of
sense of it.
You're sort of just seeing the negative in things. And
yeah.
I kind of call that when you're just in a rut. You just,
yeah.
just everything is just shitting on you. Like you just
yeah.
feel like nothing's going your way.
Right. And you're right. In terms of your mind, you can really go down a deep, dark path there. So gray can become black sometimes, you know, but it's just important to know that that happens, because then there's the realization. Okay, this happened. There's nothing I can do about it. The past is the past. What am I doing now? And so how is this going to go forward? And there's actually a lot of liberation in being lost. There is there's a lot of creativity that can come out of it, because the sense of being lost and wanting to be found, or wanting to find something or get unlost, I guess, is a good motivator. The sense of frustration, all of those things can actually have a positive effect, because you want to get yourself out of that situation. We also examine biologically, you know, what happens, because your body actually really does know. It tells you what to do.
Really?
Yeah. Your mind kind of starts to get foggy. Your mouth waters. You perspire. I mean, like, these are the things that happen. And listening to that, listening to those instincts, listening to your gut.
And staying calm. Don't
panic.
Staying
calm. But what is your gut telling you? What is your gut telling you? Which direction do you need to go in? Like, what is going to make you feel better? What is going to motivate you to get you out of the situation? Those are all, like, really important things to pay attention to.
And it's hard, though, when you are stressed.
In the fog. Yeah.
Yeah. You're in the gray area,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's probably really important to go back to those things that do help you detach and
mm-hmm.
get your mind right
mm-hmm.
and try to get back. Physically, sometimes I feel like just removing yourself from whatever is bothering you and
yep.
stressing you out. I mean, if it's something going on in your house, go to the gym, go to
yeah.
get out with a friend, go for a walk. Just physically remove yourself from whatever
right.
that is. You know, detach.
Right.
Or move on to another project and
mm-hmm.
try to find those things that do bring you joy
mm-hmm.
so you can then be able to listen to what your gut is telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And remembering why, you know, like in my case, some of these things, they make you feel inadequate. Like with the one that got into legal affairs and everything. And so people were saying that plans or ideas or whatever were not useful. And that can be a big, like, ego blow. And you're
yeah.
just like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Isn't this, you know, this is great. And these people liked it. And, you know, it was approved. And, you know, but it's business. It's they're trying to protect their assets. We're trying to protect ours. You know, it just
And it's easy
it
to say that when you're out of that
out
fog.
Of it.
But yes, when
but
you are in it.
Yeah, it's very hurtful when you're in the situation, and it's hard to like see past that. But then you have to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm in this position because I was talented enough. I have done some great work in my life. I've done some wonderful things that made me the designer that I am right now. So I'm going to remember that, and I'm going to remember, you know, how I got to where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only in this situation because I was good enough to be here, you know, so.
Love that. Yes.
Right.
They wouldn't have called on you in the first place if you weren't
right.
the person that they originally had wanted.
Yeah.
My friend Robin, who has been on this podcast, she talks to people about, you know, self-love and self-care. And I call it a memory box. I think she calls it like a gratitude box or a love box. But when you get, you know, little thank you notes from family and friends, or when you get like
yeah.
a great letter from a colleague or an employer
mm-hmm.
or just those feel-good things, store that stuff away. So
yep.
when you are thinking, how did I get here
yeah.
on those days, you pull that out and you read those things, or you
yeah.
see those pictures, or you have those memories. Or maybe, you know, if you're journaling, you go back to happier times. To remind yourself, it will get better. This doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like that character on SNL, but you're good enough, you're smart enough, and
yeah.
gosh darn it, people like you.
Yes.
However that applies,
yeah.
to whatever the moment is that you're going through. That's kind of, that just made me think of that just now.
Yeah, definitely. And then use that confidence booster, that momentum, that, you know, things that make you feel strong and powerful, and use that to take your next step.
And Libby, what do you know now that you wished you knew then when it comes to feeling like you've lost your way?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've done this and, you know, your curious mind looked into this and the STOP acronym.
Yeah. Well, I think that people fear that that is going to last forever, that moment of lostness or that, and that is just not the case. It, even the strongest of emotions eventually lose their power. And that's something to remember. Like, you will get through this. Like, other people have done it before, and you can too.
Yeah, and you can. And you will.
Yeah,
you will. It's going to be hard. Sometimes I think, you know, you have to take every moment just as it comes and don't try to plan for the next one. And I think about just now, like, loss in a sense of, you know, experiencing a death. Mm-hmm. And how you think, like, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to handle that first Christmas, that next birthday, that anniversary, all of it?
Yeah.
And having been through that type of sudden loss, I just tried to take each one as they came, where I'm like, you know what? If today I want to cry, I'm going to.
Yeah.
And if tomorrow I want to have a great time and laugh and have fun, I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Right.
And I'm going to let myself feel what I need to feel. But I'm not going to worry about, how am I going to get through this next holiday? I'm going to get through it. It's not here yet. And that may be a good day, not a bad day.
Yes.
And that, I think, is a way to kind of have a plan. Like you were saying with the P, the plan of just letting yourself feel how you need to feel and go through those emotions and experience them. And they will pass and they will come. It's kind of like the waves on the ocean. You know, they come up real heavy sometimes. And then sometimes with the tide, they go out and they're far.
Yeah.
And then they come back up. Sometimes you don't even expect it.
Yeah.
You get triggered by something, but it'll pass.
Yeah.
And this presentation, Lost, A Wayfinding Tale, which we summarized here, but I know that you and Patrick get way more in depth with this. And you do relate this a lot to business and marketing and things like that. Do you do these presentations for companies? And you were these, you were keynote speakers and you did this down in Louisiana. I mean, are you for hire?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that came out of suggestions and feedback from the very first presentation that we did.
Could go, we could, this could be an hour, 2 hour long podcast with Libby. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. So where can people connect with you to get more information?
I would say just email me. So it's either Libby at LPWS Studios, or it would be Libby at workshoparchitects.com. So any of those, I respond to both of those daily. And if it's something that would help you and your team, we'd be happy to do that. And that was something, that was feedback we got from people at that first thing. They were like, you've got to take this on the road. This is really important information, and it's really inspiring, and it's really important to hear.
And it's relatable because when you're lost, it can be paralyzing, but it doesn't have to be.
Right.
So stop. Yep. As soon as you realize you may be lost, stay calm. Panic is your greatest enemy. Think about how you got to where you are.
What makes you happy? What brings you joy? Think about what those things are
to get your mind in a better place.
Yeah.
And then observe
what got you in the place that you are right now, either positively or negatively, but observe, understand your surroundings.
And then P is plan. Have a plan.
Yeah.
Even if it may not be the forever plan, it may just be a plan to get you through that day.
Exactly.
Have a plan.
Exactly.
Libby, thank you for being back on 50 Shades of K
and
talking about
this. Thank you so much for having me.
I can't wait to have you back again. So you can get the info at 991themix.com. We'll have everything linked up there in the show notes. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.